A recession, they say, is when your friend is out of work. A depression is when you are out of work, or so one wise guy once said. Our federal government has determined the best way to get out of the current shaky economic situation, whether you call it a recession or a depression, is a $350 billion package of tax breaks and a record $984 billion increase in the federal debt limit to pay for them. If Michael Schumann had his way, the 36,000 municipalities around the country would be buffered from most economic actions of the federal government. Michael is a specialist in community economics, among other things. The author of Going Local, Creating Self-Reliant Communities in a Global Age, he believes the way for Americans to prosper is to foster community self-reliance. And we welcome here from his home in the Washington, D.C. area. Mike, thanks for being on the program.
Nice to be here.
How did a guy educated at such a conservative school as Stanford begin to develop an economic theory counter to all current conventional wisdom?
Well, I think the bottom line for my professional trajectory is that for 25 years I've been assiduously avoiding the practice of law. So,
congratulations.
Throughout law school, I was the guy living in the mountaintop, sometimes commuting to class on my moped, but mostly trying to avoid it. And so I lived up in an area above Stanford called Skylonda, where Alice's restaurant was. And that was a little bit of a community. But I think I've always been searching for a way of using my education, you know, both not only the law, but also economics, really to serve some other purposes. And in this case, community, I think, is the great organizing principle for solving a whole bunch of problems: environmental, economic, social justice, democracy, and so forth.
Tell us about the community you grew up in. Did that have an influence?
Well, in a negative way. I grew up in the South Shore of Long Island, a community called North Massapequa, or as we sometimes called it, Mazza Pizza, half Jews, half Italians. And North Massapequa was sort of a province of Grumman Aircraft. And so as the defense economy yo-yoed up and down, so did our own economy. And it was really one of the things that helped to convince me about why it was so awful to ever depend on the federal government as a great lifeline for your economy. I mean, certainly Seattle has experienced much the same thing with respect to Boeing. And a community, it helped to teach me that a community that is more self-reliant is one that can really have a lot more control over its fate and is much less vulnerable to nasty surprises that the federal government or someone else might inflict on you.
Well, that seems to be the diametric opposite of what the conventional wisdom is. The conventional wisdom, I think, can best be illustrated through the story of the German car manufacturer, BMW, and how they decided to locate a plant in South Carolina rather than Nebraska or rather than Heidelberg.
Right. And this is really one of hundreds of stories that people are familiar with these days. But basically, BMW came to the United States and said, we want to build a plant with 2,000 jobs. The state of Nebraska came forward with a package of $100 million of tax abatements, capital improvements, and so forth. And then the state of South Carolina said, we can do better than that, $150 million. And besides that, we are a low-wage, no-union state. And that did the trick. And alas, BMW did establish itself in South Carolina. But I mean, it starts to get crazy. What were eye-popping numbers in the 1980s of, say, $50,000 to $100,000 per job are now climbing up to $350,000 or $400,000 per job.
Now, we're not talking about actual cash money, though.
Well,
tell us about
sometimes it is cash money, but you're right that oftentimes when you're foregoing taxes, it is not direct cash money, but it is effectively cash money. And when one thinks about what the alternative might be, had you put that same money into locally owned businesses? I mean, what I always recommend to a community is the next time you're about to put $100 million to lure Toyota into your backyard, why don't you hold a little bit of an auction and see what local business can offer for, say, $99 million? You know, and really, we'll put it to the test.
How has it turned out for South Carolina?
Well, you know, they will tell you that they, besides generating these auto jobs, there's a lot of spin-off jobs of other businesses. The problem is that there is never an analysis of what the alternative investment in local business would do. A couple of years back, I actually debated the guy who put together the South Carolina deal, and I asked him, did you ever once look at what the impact of investing in local enterprise would be? And he said no. And so, yeah, I mean, I could drop money from a helicopter over a community, and I could prove to you that it would have positive economic impact. But that's not the point. You want to find the best use of your scarce money. And what my argument is the best use is in locally owned enterprise that moves your community toward self-reliance.
$300,000 per job, which you're saying is average now, or is common now, it would seem to me that just putting that into welfare, you might be better off than giving it to a corporation.
And not only that, but think about this, that even at about $260,000 a job, you can just put that in a bank, put it into a modest investment fund, and, you know, pay people off of that money without ever having the intermediary of a corporation altogether. So we really have gotten into kind of craziness here in terms of subsidies.